I am Paul, the host of Good Neighbor Pharmacy Connect, and I am here with business coach Brahim Knight, who many of you probably know, and we are talking today about medication adherence. So for our listeners who normally listen in their car or hear our nicely recorded audio, this one is going to be a little bit different because we're actually live on site at ThoughtSpot 2019. So I'm here with Brahim, who I know has a ton of experience in coaching stores about medication adherence. So Brahim, thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
Well, Paul, it's a pleasure to be here today, especially out here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's wonderful. Talking about medication adherence, that's something I'm passionate about. And I've been a pharmacist for almost 20 years now, may I make 20 years. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's something I'm passionate about. And patients are obviously the reason why I became a pharmacist.
Yeah. So what do you do as a business coach? What's your role for someone who might not know?
Absolutely. So my role as a business coach is really to just work with my customers one-on-one. We sit down and we identify areas of opportunity behind the pharmacy counter. Right. So that can be anything that I bring in from data from our computer system that I highlight some areas of opportunity, or it can be something that my customer just wants to work on. Right. So maybe they're looking at starting a medication adherence program, or maybe they want to look at getting more cash patients in. Right. So whatever it is that they want to do, I can help facilitate in the system with that process. Maybe a curbside pickup. Right.
Yeah.
We can work together. So whatever they want to work on, that's what we do as a business coach. We help hold them accountable to whatever it is they want to do.
So a lot of hats then, yeah.
A multitude of hats, Paul, a multitude of hats.
Yeah, and I think that's similar to probably how many of our customers feel, is that being an independent pharmacist, they have many hats to manage, one of which is making sure that their customers are staying adherent to their medication. So I imagine that you have a lot of conversations about that. So I know that's our subject today. So I definitely want to talk to you about that, about medication adherence and about what you do as a business coach. So let's start with basics. What is medication adherence?
So for me, medication adherence, it's not just one aspect in saying, okay, making sure you're getting 10 or 11 or 12 refills throughout the course of the year. That's just one aspect of medication adherence. To me, as a pharmacist and really as a business coach, I look at it and I say medication adherence is patients understanding how to take their medications, right? So let's say this medication is supposed to be taken with food. Are you taking it with food, right? It's hot outside, right? So certain medications have a photosensitivity warning, right? Are we counseling our patients and letting them know that, hey, you have a photosensitivity warning? Don't lay out on the beach while you're taking your Cipro, right? That can be a little bit problematic, or maybe hydrochlorothiazide. So adherence to me is just, it runs the gamut. It's not just one aspect. It's something that we need to look at the overall picture, not just one singular aspect of just getting refills on time.
So for an independent pharmacist who might not know, why is that so important? So because it's diverse, it's huge, it's complicated. Why is it so important to make sure that the patients are adherent to their medications?
Well, number one, obviously, as pharmacists, we want to ensure that our patients have better outcomes, right? Make sure that their disease states don't advance. So that's paramount. First and foremost, taking your medication can prevent disease states, you know, advancing. Secondarily, as I just kind of highlighted, you know, taking medications with food, right? Certain medications, if you don't take it with food, they won't work. So, you know, understanding that the doctor's writing me a script now and now I'm taking an antibiotic and maybe I'm 5 days in and the medication isn't working. Well, why not? Because I didn't have an understanding or I wasn't adherent to the way in which the medication was supposed to be given. And I think for pharmacists, the important piece of that is really taking that extra time out, right? So sometimes pharmacists can be a bit introverted and not extroverted, right? And not really want to engage in those kind of relationships with patients. But that's key. And that's something I highlight to all of my owners. I say, hey, you know, and it's not always, you know, my owners, maybe they have a staff pharmacist that just doesn't have that comfortability level. So I try to assist and facilitate that process.
It's funny that you say that because I think about my pharmacy experience. So I live in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Gateway Pharmacy is my pharmacy. And whenever I come back after my 30 days are up, I always get told by my pharmacist that, hey, it's been 33 days. You're supposed to be here on the dot on 30 days. And for me, it shows how much they care about my own personal health. And I don't have complicated health problems like other people. So for me, it's such a good reminder. And it's also like, oh gosh, I know, you know, I need to make sure that I'm being compliant, because I don't want to disappoint my pharmacist and my pharmacy staff. So I imagine that there's a dollar value or there's a cost value. So can you talk about the cost of medication adherence and maybe what it does for patients or what it does for the pharmacy or what it does for the industry as a whole?
So, you know, I think when we take a look at that, we can look at that at a multitude of levels, right? So first and foremost, when you think about adherence, right? If pharmacies are helping their patients become more adherent, obviously the dreaded word, direct and indirect remuneration, your DIR fees are obviously go down, right? So that's number one, right? And then I think of the total healthcare spend, right? So as disease states advance and they get more complicated because you're not adherent, hey, what's the overall spend for that now? So now hospitalization, readmittance, it runs the entire gambit, Paul. So it's just looking at adherence, not just from the one aspect of I'm reducing my DR fees, but taking a look at how's it helping the entire country as a whole reduce that healthcare spend. And I think that's something that everybody would agree is important.
Yeah, I think that that's definitely what we try to push at AmerisourceBergen is the importance of independents joining the fight and staying together. So what tools and resources are available here at ThoughtSpot, but also, you know, live for other people to take advantage of? So what tools and resources would you give to an independent pharmacist when you're having these conversations with your customers? What are you recommending that they do to help their patients stay more adherent?
So that's a great, great question, right?
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, first and foremost, as a pharmacy business coach, you know, I would say I'm absolutely just wowed, right? On the first visit, when I go to an independent and I say, hey, do you look at your EQIP scores? Do you know where your star measures are looking like right now? And they go, EQIP? What's that?
Right.
Have you logged into EQIP? You know, Paul, it's mind blowing that I would say probably 30% that I walk into are not looking at the EQIP score. So that's just the first basic step. So that's one tool and resource that they can utilize. Obviously, at AmerisourceBergen, as a pharmacy business coach, you know, we get insight data and whatnot. So all of that data coming through, their star measures, that's one thing. That report comes out every Tuesday. So we can identify those patients, right? And we can get really down, as we say, into the weeds, 101, right? So your patient's on metformin, or we can say, or lisinopril, doesn't matter, right? Any of those drugs, not only just filling the prescription, but as a business coach, what I emphasize is this, getting on the phone and calling them and ensuring that they're coming in and picking it up. And independence, you have the fine luxury of delivery, and that's huge. So, you know, we obviously have reports that we can utilize, but utilize what the independent has, and that's just access to the patient and offering those services that really can help their adherence, that a local chain, that dreaded word, they're not doing that. They're just not.
No, I don't think that they are at all. That's why I switched to an independent pharmacist. Yeah. So a couple other things. I know that our customers have probably heard about Prescribe Wellness. So what is Prescribe Wellness and how does that help medication adherence?
So, you know, when I talk about Prescribe Wellness all the time, I tell my customers, you have Prescribe Wellness. Let's take a look at the star measures report that comes out every Tuesday, right? So we need to identify those patients there as it relates to adherence. But here's even the broader picture here. You know, we often think about adherence of cholesterol, diabetes, right, and RASA, okay? Those are the main three. But through Prescribe Wellness, they have a refills ready, not filled report. So when we talk about adherence, let's broaden that conversation to say any medication that a patient should be taking at a particular time, are they doing so, right? So we just tend to highlight those three. But there's a multitude of medications that you really should be taking as prescribed, right?
Yeah.
Very important. I mean, you know, look at hydrochlorothiazide, you know, a diuretic that will help decrease your blood pressure. Are you taking that every day as prescribed, you know? And Paul, here's the aside. Maybe they're not, right? Maybe it's a side effect, right? Maybe they're losing potassium and now they're cramping.
Right.
Right. And so they de-seed or they discontinue that drug. That's a huge opportunity for you now to engage your customer and say, I noticed you stopped taking the drug. Share with me why. And then we can partner with the physician to kind of, you know, connect all the dots and get you on another medication that might work.
Yeah, I think that's a really good example. Also, I want to go back to something else that you said. You talked about this like daily or weekly report a couple times. For our customers who don't know where to access that, where do they find it?
So
I have to ask.
I can walk you right through. So when you pull up Prescribe Wellness, you have a tab that says AmerisourceBergen. You click that tab underneath Insight. You click that tab underneath there. It comes up to a suspect claims report. You click that and then your star measure report comes right underneath there. So
sounds like you've said that a few times before.
Paul, I walk owners through, technicians through, clerks through, whoever I need to walk through gets walked through.
Yeah, and I think that's the cool thing about ThoughtSpot is that they can see all this stuff on display here, and they can talk with those people. But when they're in their stores and they're feeling super busy, I think it's really important that they know those simple steps. So thank you for indulging my question.
Absolutely.
The next solution I wanted to talk about in terms of medication adherence is the MyGMP mobile app. So I know we have a ton of people who are frequent users of the app. We have a very loyal patient base. I am one as well, and it's been really cool to see it on display and see all the changes that they're making to it. But for you, when you're talking to your customers about the value of the MyGNP mobile app, how do you talk about medication adherence? Why does that app help so much?
I think at the end of the day, when you take a look at that app, and really the value add is a word that I would highlight to customers that utilize that app, just think about refills, right? So you have a patient who needs a refill and they simply just have to type the refill number into the application, dumps into the pharmacy's queue, and subsequently now they start working on it. It's a win-win, right? Because here's the awesome thing about it. If a person's thinking about a refill and I want to get a refill and I'm going to take the time to type my number in, that's great because they want to take their meds. So it really facilitates that process of the independent now being able to go ahead and fill that med because that's what the patient is requesting. So I know for business coaching, that's something that we kind of are discovering now in 2019. Right. And as I continue to learn more about it, I think it's a great opportunity for our independents to really help their patients become healthier.
Yeah, I mean, it's been super helpful for me. So I definitely recommend as a patient, as someone who needs to go to the pharmacist on a regular basis, I find that the pharmacy staff too doesn't even necessarily know that it came through the app. And that's great because they're just seeing that refill just like anything else. And so the third solution that I want to talk about is business coaching.
My favorite topic of discussion, Let me just say.
So as a business coach, what are you doing to help patients and pharmacists with medication adherence?
I think as a business coach, first and foremost, as I just told you, I think coming through the door initially and hearing that or engaging that conversation about equip and my stores not knowing where they stand, it's a huge area of opportunity.
Right.
Right. So when I talk about we want to move the needle in your store, we want to make patients more adherent. Business coaching plays a vital role in that because we take a very small bites method. We can start out with just that equip.
Right.
Report. And then we can start targeting those outliers in that report. So that's the way business coaching can help a customer with adherence. You know, I think ultimately for their customers, I think that we need to broaden the perspective too and encourage our customers to engage in patient conversations. You know, in the dreaded chain world, when I was there for a number of years, you know, every refill, every script that was considered kind of new. So I'm on lisinopril for, you know, a year, and then a doctor writes me a new script for lisinopril, they mandated that I counsel every patient, you know, and I really don't see that too much with our independents. I think that point of connectivity with the patient, just because they've been on it for a long amount of time, we just don't engage them in those kind of conversations. So we need to make that an ongoing conversation, not just a one-time conversation. I think that's how business coaching can help our customers ultimately help their patients.
And I think something that you said just struck me. It was the pharmacists, I think, feeling like they have to be the ones to take it on, that they have to be the ones always working with the patients and talking with the patients. But they do have staff members. And when I've been on site here at ThoughtSpot, I've talked to so many customers about staff motivation and about getting their staff empowered and engaged to help their patients. So how do our customers get their staff engaged around things like medication adherence? What are the things that you do to encourage their staff to get involved?
So we just did a CE presentation.
We are so synced up.
On navigating change, right? And the value behind changing, right? The way we operate your independent pharmacy on a day-to-day basis. And anybody who attended the CE saw one recurring theme. And that recurring theme was this, employee buy-in, right? So, you know, being in retail pharmacy for 20 years, Paul, how many times have I heard a clerk or a technician say, I'm just a clerk or I'm just a tech, right? We've really got to champion our people, celebrate our people, really get that buy-in and say, you're a vital part of what goes on here each and every day.
Yeah.
I need you, right? As much as you need me. That commensalism kind of relationship, right? And so once we get that kind of synergy going, I think everybody feels part of the team and you feel motivated. You know, you wake up in the morning, you want to go to work, right? You're like, I don't care. It's a busy Monday. I'm a part of this and I want to get it done. And, you know, I think also, too, when we outline goals, right, we move the needle on certain things. Maybe we are looking at adherence and we want to get a score past 90. Well, maybe when we do that, we throw a pizza party on Friday.
Right.
Right. Something just to champion our team. And I think that's where you really galvanize their efforts and you reward their efforts. And recognition is key. We all want a pat on the back. That makes everybody feel good.
Yeah. And pizza always works for me. So I would recommend definitely following that approach. So, Brahim, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to share with our customers before we wrap this up?
I want to let everybody know this has been a very pleasant experience for me in ThoughtSpot 2019. I really enjoyed myself. And thank you for coming to Las Vegas. And I hope you all really got something out of all the awesome presentations that AmerisourceBergen put on and also our CEs and just everything that we offer. So it's been great. And thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brahim. And if you are interested in learning more about our podcast or learning more information about Good Neighbor Pharmacy Connect, you can find this on Apple. You can find it on Google. You can find it online. Just Google GMP Connect and you will find it. So we have quite a few episodes out now. I don't know when this one will be released, but thank you so much. If you're in the marketing lab, thank you so much for joining. And thank you to the people in the pharmacy who are here as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Podcast Paul. Appreciate it.